Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. It's an honor to be here with you once again. I just realized it's been like a month since we did the Living Oneness Gathering because of the holidays and stuff. It's been a while. So there's going to be more consistency moving forward. And I have some exciting guests coming up in the next 2 months. So in next week we have Kristen Bilecki, and you know, those of you that know her and I are, when we work together, it's very powerful. It's a very powerful experience. So we're doing an activation. It's actually going to be an activation for like it's kind of like a little bit of a global tour of the power energy spots around the world. So it's going to be a cool around the globe, around the world experience, and it's going to be an activation that's going to support those power spots if they're needed, if it's needed, but also to connect each of us to those and then do a clearing and a blessing in relationship to those areas. So it's going to be really powerful. So I'm going to invite you to come next week, and it's going to be 2 hours. So it's a longer one because we need more time to do that. So if you can't stay the whole time, that's okay. Come for the time that you can. And then there will be a replay, of course. It'll be on the podcast and on YouTube, and you can listen to it anytime you want to. So that'll be next Thursday for the Living Oneness Gathering. And then I also have at the end of the month, I have Neil Donald Walsh coming on. He is the author of Conversations with God, and he's written so many books, and he's really a beautiful man. I've interviewed him one other time before on another radio show I had. And I really appreciate his approach right now in his relationship to God and how we can view God at this time in our evolution. So we're going to have a really divine conversation there. And then Daniel Schmidt is coming in February as a guest, and he's the awakening, and he has an awakening initiative, and I've listened to some of his films, and they're just really amazing. So I'm really excited to share these individuals with you and to have these conversations that can really help open up the perspective around oneness and living oneness and how we can integrate that into our lives every day. So that's what's coming. Really excited for January's energy. I don't know if any of you are feeling this January energy. I've talked about it last week on the live experience, the live healing experience that I do once a month. If you miss that, you can sign up on my website for free at heartledliving.com/live and join that. And you can watch the replay from last week. If you haven't watched it, those of you that are signed up on that list, if you haven't watched it, I really encourage you to go back and listen because I kind of talk about what's happening in January and what we need to do moving forward, and this month being really, really an essential platform or landing or launching pad for us, a new foundation that will set us up for all of 2025. So what you do or don't do this month will have an impact on how you feel the rest of the year. So it's a really essential time right now, and the energies are really fostering a renewed energy, but a purging and a clearing at the same time. So if you a better understanding of that, if you listen to the live experience, I'm not going to go into that today because I already went into details with that on the live experience. So for today, I want to take a look at how you are being in within yourself and how you are being in the world, how you are showing up. What type of presence are you holding? And how can you foster more of a presence of oneness in this next year? The energies right now are really, really strong, and they're only going to get stronger and more accelerated. So if you're looking for kind of a break or some relief, you're only going to find tiny little pockets. But if you learn to actually ride the waves of the energy, you won't get so tousled by it. And if you really are discerning around staying in alignment and living in alignment with your heart and having that oneness and unity between your heart and your soul and your mind, then you'll actually have an easier time navigating it. At the same time, we're really shifting into a time where there's lower tolerance and heightened sensitivities in the way of lower tolerance in the way of how what foods you eat, how you spend your time, what types of things you're surrounding yourself by, activities, individuals, relationships. All of that is up for reflection and to reorganize your life right now. It's a perfect time to renovate and really make sure, is this in alignment? Is this guided right now? And is this in alignment for my greatest good work? Is this contributing to me being heart-led right now? Me being in alignment with the truth and the experience of oneness that I want to bring forth into the world, the presence that I want to hold in the world. So how you're spending your time, what you're eating, all of those things are going to affect what's happening for you on a daily basis, but it's also going to create that ripple effect that goes out into the world as well. If you in each moment really ask, is this guided? Is this guided, meaning, is this what my heart is leading me to? Is this serving me at the highest level? Is what I'm doing or what I'm reaching for? So if you're reaching for ice cream, say, I know it's cold, but if you're reaching for ice cream, asking, is this guided? And sometimes having ice cream is guided. It's not about what's healthy and unhealthy. It's about what's guided. What is your heart leading you toward? And our heart will lead us toward experiences that we're meant to have. And it's not about feeling guilty for having something. It's about recognizing, is this coming from a guided place? Is my heart leading me there? Or is this coming from a place of my ego needing something or me avoiding something? Or am I using this to soothe myself in some way and avoiding some of those emotions or something that's feeling uncomfortable for me? Or is it a form of distraction? Scrolling on social media, is it a form of distraction? How do you feel when you're on social media platforms? Do they inspire and uplift you? Or are they dragging down your energy? Are they making you feel all triggered and upset, frustrated? Is that the best place to put your attention and your awareness right now? Sometimes it is. Sometimes you'll be guided to go into those platforms and into those spaces to bring up the triggers that need to be brought up to the surface for you to heal. So again, this isn't about judging what's right or wrong, what you should or shouldn't be doing. It's about what is your heart leading you to do in this moment? What feels guided for you? And it's not a guidance coming from your head, it's a guidance coming from that inner knowing in the heart. You're being directed by your divine self. Your divinity is guiding and directing you in every moment. Your source. It's a shared source, but your source is guiding and directing you in every single moment. Are you listening? Are you tuning into it? Are you willing to follow it? Sometimes we avoid guidance or we block our guidance because we're afraid of what we're going to be asked to do. We still have free will. You get to choose to follow your guidance or not. You get to choose to follow your divine spirit or not. So your prayer might be, I am willing and I am open to hear what the guidance is, and I give myself full permission to follow or not to follow. That allows you to be wide open to receive and then make a conscious choice. And if you don't want to follow it in that moment, that's okay. But the invitation is to follow your guidance the best you can in every moment. Because your guidance is coming in from your source, from the divine, from God, whatever word you want to use for that source, from the unified field. It's operating on behalf of, it's all of creation is working, and it's a divine orchestration on behalf of all of creation. So the guidance that's coming in for you is specific to you, but it's serving all of creation, including you. So when the guidance comes in and you follow, you're actually serving all of creation and you're fulfilling your the path that is meant to be, your divine path. You're aligning with your divine will. So we have our divine will and our human will. And when those two are in alignment, when those two are in sync, that's where the miracles really occur. That's where we can make have the greatest impact, but that's where our lives really take an extraordinary turn. Now, if your divine will is guiding you in one direction and your human will is like, I can't do that. I don't feel I'm not ready for that, or I'm not willing to do that, or I'm too afraid to do that. It's not wrong. It's okay. It's okay not to follow your guidance. But I will tell you that the more you don't follow your guidance moving forward, it's going to be more sticky and challenging. So my best advice would be, for me, I would rather follow my guidance even though there's fear than not follow the guidance and deal with the intensity of what will come from that. So it's going to get harder to not follow your guidance. And that's not to scare you. That's to inform you so that you can make an informed choice. You can stand at that moment of that soul choice point and say, okay, even though I'm afraid, even though I'm resistant, even though I don't know where this is going to take me, even though I'm resisting, I'm going to choose in this moment to follow this. I'm going to choose to walk with deep trust and blind faith. I'm going to choose to lean into this fear and take this step anyway. I'm going to call in the divine courage that I know is within me, and I'm going to take this step, even in the presence of fear. That's true courage. Following our guidance doesn't mean that there's no fear. It's not in the absence of fear. And that's why we need to make a choice. That's why we choose in that moment. The path that we're on right now for humanity, we're coming to this, we're kind of already at a fork in a road for a lot of people, but we're coming to this fork in the road. Right now, there's been this parallel of two timelines, two possible timelines for humanity, and they're running parallel to each other, and they're very close. They're practically touching. And some of us are actually like leaning and feeling the jumping back and forth, or leaning, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in a different timeline and then back. And some of you might be noticing that, or some of you might be having these weird sensations or weird things happening that you're kind of like, I thought that was different, or I thought that didn't happen, and then suddenly you're on a different path. It's a very interesting experience. I can't go into too much detail because I think it's too much of a stretch in this moment, but I want you to see that there's two timelines and two possibilities, two possible paths for humanity's evolution. And we're coming to this point where there's a fork in the road. And this fork in the road means we are either going to go to the right or go to the left. And it's not directional. I'm just doing that just because I'm on video too. And if we go to the right or we go to the left, one path is our evolution that will actually really create a new way of being for all of creation, for all of humanity, for Mother Earth and all of us. And the other path is one that I'm pretty much guaranteed most of you wouldn't choose to go down. It's more of a path of destruction. And again, this isn't to scare us. This is to inform us that every choice you make right now is leaning you toward the evolution or leaning you toward destruction. And my sense is we're moving toward evolution. Everything inside of me is like, yep, yeah, that's where we're heading. But everything we choose this month, especially this month, will really set us up for which direction we're heading. Because everything you're choosing will not only impact you individually, but it's really having a a significant impact on the collective, and then the collective is having a significant impact on what path we will all mostly land on. I know I'm stretching some of your minds. I can feel it, just like this stretch. And then some of you are just like, oh, she's speaking some truth that I can really resonate with, even though I don't totally understand it. But I'm speaking deep into your hearts right now to wake up a part of you that will make the choice, even if there's fear, that will do what's maybe challenging or difficult right now, or stretching you, or things that will maybe feel like resistance, but I'm encouraging you to move through the resistance. That's what's needed right now. And I promise you that it'll all be worth it. On the other side of this, it'll all be worth it. But the work is now. I always say we move from hard work to heart work, but the heart work is going to feel a little hard right now. It's going to be challenging. But I know that you're all ready for it. I know that you're actually all hungry for it because you're here, because you're showing up. And I know that you're all capable. I have complete faith in you. You're all capable of making these shifts. So let's take a journey to explore these two timelines for you and for humanity and walk you to that choice point. So that here and now in this gathering today, you can make the choice. And then when you listen to the replay, you can make the choice again if you need to, or you can be reminded to make the choice again if you need to. As you take some deep breaths, if your eyes aren't already closed, you can rest them closed. And as I was talking, I was stirring up a bunch of energy in the background. And my words have an energetic charge, and my intention and the space I hold has an energetic charge, but I also have a lot of energy already set up and working in the background for these gatherings, including in between the gatherings. So just want you to notice how you feel in this moment with the energy that's present within and around you. How did those words so far that I've shared make you feel? Did they spark or ignite a deep resonance within you? Did they create a fear or a layer of resistance? Do you want to grab your phone and distract yourself? Do you want to jump off the gathering and not listen anymore? Are you irritated or frustrated by what I'm saying? Or is my voice bothering you today for some reason? And just notice those things. Is what I'm saying feel like salt on a wound? Or does it feel like a heart scrub? Does it feel like, oh, thank goodness she's saying what I've been feeling and I couldn't even put my finger on? A deep resonance. Is it connecting the dots for you? And there's no judgment about what it's doing, just an awareness of what it's doing. An awareness of how you're feeling. Because when we follow the feeling, we can find the frequency. When we follow the frequency, we can touch in with the energy that's underneath it. And that energy is sometimes an emotion that needs to be honored and processed. Sometimes it's an old wound that needs to be witnessed and processed. Sometimes it's removing all the filters to land in the truth and the knowing that you have deep in your heart. My invitation for you in this month is to, and every month that follows, every moment that follows, is to do your best to clear your physical body, to keep your body light and clear. Light in the sense of don't eat foods that feel heavy in the energy for you. It doesn't mean that don't eat dense, heavy foods. Don't eat foods that have heavy or dense energy for you. Eat the foods that feel light and you're able to process. Surround yourself by things that are going to support you, not drag you down. There's going to be triggers, but don't surround yourself by triggers and keep exposing yourself to triggers. What things feel light? What brings you peace? What feels like processing or what feels like punishment? How can you process a trigger without adding or dragging out the suffering connected to it? What company are you keeping? What are you surrounding yourself by? Are you nurturing yourself in nature? Are you finding things that uplift you, that enliven your soul, that give you a heart scrub? That help clear your mind? Or are you adding clutter to your mind? Are you adding static in your field? Are you adding conflict? Are you stepping into the chaos and adding to the chaos? Or are you stepping into the chaos to process the chaos and shift into coherence? This is all about awareness and conscious choice. Being deeply present moment to moment. And that starts with asking, what's happening now? Asking, how do I feel in this moment? And a feeling could be emotion, it could be a feeling in the body, a sensation. Being aware of any thoughts that are present, just noticing all of it. What's happening now? And what am I feeling? Now take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth with a big sigh or ah sound. We're going to do three big falling out breaths, inhaling. Keep going, deep breath in. You can make whatever noise feels good. Letting go of anything that's unnecessary. And pause and notice what's happening now. How are you feeling? Some of you may have felt a little shift. Maybe the physical body softened a little bit. Maybe your mind got quiet. Just notice what's happening now. Imagine you could shift into the heart space. And if you're heavy in the head with your awareness, shift your awareness to the right side of the brain. From that right side of the brain down into the subconscious. Your subconscious mind, a lot of people believe it's the enemy, or there's a lot of programming in the subconscious mind, sure, but there's a lot of beauty in the subconscious mind. And in the subconscious mind is also there's a space to connect to your divinity. So drop into the subconscious mind and then drop into the space of the heart. And you might even find that you put your hand on your heart and just notice what's happening in the heart. How does it feel? And how do you feel as you bring your awareness to the heart space? Your heart center. I wonder if you could go to the center of your heart center. The center of the center of the center. There's your source point, right in the center. And every cell has a source point. Every part of your body has a source point. Every energy center has a source point. All of creation has a source point. It's the source, the pathway of source within us, that point of creation within us, where the cell was formed, where the seed was formed, where the tree was formed. But also within that source point, there's not only all of the ingredients for the creation of you inside your source point, includes all of creation. If you peek into it, you will see all of creation. Because all of creation is folded within you, and you are folded within it. There is no end and no beginning. The end and beginning, the delineation of that, you and me and creation and source, that separation begins in the mind. So imagine you could fold yourself in and really connect to that source point within you. And that source point is a bridge to your soul. This is your unique expression of divine source. There's source, there's your soul that kind of holds all, a container of all of your experiences. It's a pocket of consciousness that has everything and all that you need and more. All the memories and experiences of all the lives you lived. The remembrance of your divinity at the same time. And then there's your humanness. Now we're separating them out because the mind understands duality and separation. So we're separating them out just so that the mind can come along for the ride. It's the only reason I'm teaching them as separate. So you've got this human consciousness, this human pocket of consciousness, awareness. And then this human pocket of consciousness, it believes it's a human body. And it's separate from everybody else. But your soul knows that you're one. So your soul is like a bridge between your source, which is oneness, complete oneness, and your humanness. And the connection between your source and your humanness is at the point of your heart. That source point. And our soul has written a script for our lives. And that script, in some ways, is very specific, and in some ways, it's experiential. There may be preferences or suggestions, but we get to choose on that level of free will, human will. What we choose or not choose. But we're coming to this fork in the road, this soul choice point. And this soul choice point is not just is not just going to have a strong influence in our own life, but in the lives of all of creation. So this is a significant choice point. I want you to imagine that you're walking with your soul, feeling connected with your source, walking hand in hand, heart in heart with your soul. And you may get an image of a being beside you, or you may just feel this connection deep in your heart with that divinity, that divine part of you, your divine self. So you've got your source. Your divine self and your human self, all connected, walking together. And source holds no choice. It just knows. It's just a knowing. It's just an energy that's infinite, eternal, pure. There's no polarity, there's no duality. It's just pure oneness. No words to describe it. And then your divine self or your soul and your beautiful humanness is walking together, and you stop at this fork in the road. And as you look down each path looks a little different, but neither path has a clear vision of what's to come. You may get inklings, little sprinkles, ideas, possibilities, potential, little signposts. So be open. Be curious. What do you see? I'm going to invite you to turn toward one path. Doesn't matter which one. Could be the one that you feel resistant toward or the one you feel more drawn to. Just start with one. Imagine turning toward that path, still very much connected to your soul and your humanness together. And look as far down the path as you can. Look all around that path. Look down to the path in front of you. Just notice everything about that path. Everything that you can see, sense, feel, know, hear. And you may not see something. You may just hear something. You may feel something, maybe just kinesthetic. Go with whatever you're feeling. There's no right or wrong way to explore this for you. It's going to be unique to you. What does that path feel like? How does it feel for you individually in your humanness and at the level of your soul? And how does it feel for all of creation, for humanity, for Mother Earth, for nature, for all the critters and animals and beings? And take a deep breath. Let the breath fall out. And imagine turning toward the other path now. And just noticing the contrast, being open and curious about the contrast. How does the one path feel compared to this one? Again, using all of your senses, as many that are able to tune in, whatever feels guided for you to tune in. How does it feel? What does it look like? What do you hear? What do you sense? What do you see in front of you? What do you see around you? What do you see ahead? Are there any sprinklings or inklings of what's possible on that path for you or for humanity, or for all of creation? How does it make you feel in your physical body? How does it make you feel on an emotional level? And you tune into the potential of this path. What's happening? Take a deep breath in and tune into how this path feels for you individually, and how does it feel for all of humanity, Mother Earth, and all of creation? Take a deep breath and step back to that fork in the road, standing in between where you can see both paths. And recognizing that neither path is right nor wrong. Instead of just choosing from your humanness, remember that you're choosing at that soul level, as well as your humanness together, choosing together. Seeing those two paths, those two timelines, those two possibilities for you and for all of creation, for you and for humanity, for you and for Mother Earth. And whether you make that choice in this moment or whether you are needing that choice soon in the future, soon in a moment where you're standing, you'll find yourself here and you'll be at that point where it's time to make a choice. Remember how you feel. Remember the information you received. And you may even come back to this replay and listen to it again to be guided back to that space where you can explore it with an open heart and an open mind. Feeling that connection between your humanness and your soul, your divinity and your humanness together, making the choice, a unified front. Between your heart, your head, and your soul, your body. This powerful choice point will come at some point on your path if it's not already right in front of you now. And you get to choose. You will need to choose, but you get to choose. One path will take you down that path of density and heaviness. The other path will take you into a space of evolution, more in alignment with a light body, a new way of being. A new divine human. You will evolve. One path ultimately will become an end. And the other path is a new beginning, a new chapter, a new book, a whole new book, a new chapter, and a new book. Take a few deep breaths. And you may even make the choice now. You may even feel clear in your heart the path that you're to choose. You may even be know, you just know in your heart and your soul the path you're meant to choose. And you can choose it now. You can begin to align yourself with that new timeline now. And if you choose in this moment to do that, then what thoughts would support you? What actions would support you? What things in your life would support you? Whether that's a meditation practice or walking in nature or looking at your relationships and surrounding yourself by individuals and experiences that uplift you and align you with this new timeline. What things do you need to drop? What things are you meant to let go of? What things are you meant to stop doing or exposing yourself to? What things lift you up and what things drag you down and hold you back? What are some things you need to let go of because they're more of an anchor? And that includes some relationships. Maybe you need a little bit of space in that relationship. Maybe you need to engage with certain individuals in a different way, in a different circumstance, so that you can hold steady, embrace and embody this new frequency, this new way of being, this new energy and essence. And as we're here deeply connected to our soul, our divine self, ask for a word or words. It could come in a form of a sentence, an affirmation, or just a word or a feeling, even. What would support me in holding steady on this path for my highest evolution? And what presence shall I hold for me and for others that would support me to align with this new path? The feeling as you bring that information into the heart and let it expand, invite the feeling of the energy of those words, the essence of that guidance. Let it fill your heart, let it fill your body, your mind, your beingness, your field. A deep breath, setting an intention to bring that energy into every cell and all the spaces in between, within your humanness and all around you, in the mind, in your heart. Inviting your soul, your divine self, to hold it when your humanness forgets Asking your divine self to remind you when you get lost in fear or forgetfulness. Let the ego take you into distraction. Ask your soul to remind you. Send me a reminder, send me a symbol. Wake me up in the moment to the remembrance of this feeling, of this sensation, of this knowing, of the certainty, whatever level of certainty you're experiencing now. And when you forget, forgive yourself. And when you remember, celebrate. May you embody this certainty, this knowing, this connection to your divine self, to your source. May you hold steady as you walk with deep trust and blind faith, knowing that the timeline and the path you have chosen is what is purposeful for you and what will serve all of creation. May you hold steady as a presence of divine compassion and love. And may that energy expand out in all directions as you move through your human life classroom. May you become a tuning fork, a symbol, and a messenger for love. A symbol for yourself and for others to remember the truth of who you are and the truth of who they are in every moment, in every way. And so it is. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Take some deep breaths. As you begin to bring your awareness back to the space you're in, invite that feeling and that presence to come with you. Don't leave it, don't abandon it, and don't see it as separate. It's not separate. It's only the mind that judges it as separate. You feel guided to keep your eyes closed and stay in that space, or you may feel that you're meant to challenge yourself by opening your eyes and see if you can hold steady. As you open your eyes, we add the physical filter of our physical human eyes, and often that creates a path or a layer of judgment. See if you can keep that divine sight in place. That divine knowing activated. Take some deep breaths. As you slowly come back to the space, just tuning in and noticing how you feel. How do you feel now? What's happening now? Invite if anybody feels inspired to share how they're feeling or about their experience, you can share in the chat. We'd love to hear what's happening. And for those of you that are actually in our new online community, I have a free membership community that I just launched. And the link will be in the replay email when I send it out, but you can also find it on my website under free membership community. It's an online community that I just launched. It's on my own platform, so it's outside of everything. It's safe, it's secure, it's private. And we get to share and connect with like-hearted individuals. So those of you that are on that platform, you can share your Living Oneness experience there as well. We're doing a 30-day meditation and movement challenge right now there as well. So if you want to join us, it's not too late to join us. You can join us anytime. And in the meantime, if you want to share here on the chat, I would love to hear it. Parinita is just sharing one path had an explosion, then it was all blank and clear. Second path was a jungle and waterfall, but there was a guard who couldn't let you move further. Yeah, it's probably because you weren't meant to look further past that guard. Not meant to see the rest yet. And the still path was the one that was guided. Deborah's saying she feels peaceful, yet strong and calm. Maja, light, spacious, expanded, beautiful. Cora, beautiful, very clear path, luminous, vortex, antenna, light, balance. Beautiful. And Valerie, the path of ascension was just so much brighter, and the other path was dimmed. I've always made my decision for ascension. Marion, I'm a little dizzy and confused through the very high energy. That can happen. So you might actually find that going and standing on the grass or soil or sand on the beach, earthing can help with that. We've just activated something. So I was guiding you through something that a lot was happening in the background. So yeah, you're welcome. Some of you might feel stuck. So be gentle with yourself if you're feeling that, and definitely ground your energy. Step on Mother Earth and feel the connection, even if it's just a couple minutes. I know some of you are in snowy places, but you can even take river rocks, flat river rocks, and bring them inside and place your feet on them. That can help with earthing too. It doesn't have to be outside if you're not able to do it. So earthing does make a big difference. So beautiful. Okay, that's good. Oh, so we have a little bit of time left. I just want to stay tuned in, and if there's maybe any more sharing you want to sit have in the chat, or if there's a question about what we just did, I'm going to talk a little bit about the idea of the timelines. So right now, these parallel timelines, we saw those two paths. We got this fork in the road where you can't parallel anymore. It's one or the other. So up until now, we've been paralleling. And for a little while longer, we will parallel. But there will come a time, not far off, where you will stand at that fork in the road and you'll need to choose. So now you already have a sense and a feeling of what that path is, because there's going to be temptations down the path of density. There's going to be carrots or temptations to go down that path. So when you're standing at the fork in the road, you'll be discerning, because you'll be like, hold on, I've been here before. This feels familiar. And I know that path is tempting, but I know in my heart this is the path I'm meant to go on. So we choose the timeline. Now, when we choose one or the other timeline, individuals will move on that timeline. We will shift. This is more quantum science, so this can be really stretch people. But when we move on to this timeline, the other one will go for a little bit of time and then it will collapse. It's not a long-term timeline. It's not going to keep going and keep going. It'll go for a little while, but it will eventually collapse. And those that choose that timeline, it's okay. We don't need to worry about them, but we just need to recognize that everybody has the right to make the choice. And if they choose that timeline, they continue down that dense timeline, it's okay, because eventually their bodies will be let go of and they will ascend in another way. They will shift out of, their consciousness will shift out and let go, and then they will join us somewhere along the other path. So it's hard in the human mind and the human filter to recognize that some people might not choose this path. And that's okay because they'll go with what's familiar, or they'll go with what they know, or they'll go with what they're energetically densely charged with. And that's okay. My role here is to take as many with me on this path as possible, to take as many with me on the path of remembering our oneness and moving into shifting into a new way of being, the evolution of humanity. So that's why I'm here. That's why I feel so passionate and so clear about my work and what I'm my the role I'm meant to play right now. So if you feel that yourself, you're even kind of wavering, that's okay. It's okay. You're wavering right now and it's okay. And you can see other people wavering and it's okay. Don't try and convince them. Don't argue with them because then you're just adding to the energy. You're just going into that, going onto that path yourself. You're jumping over to that timeline. We don't want you to be there. We want you to stay on this timeline the best you can. And just know that each time someone makes a choice one way or another, it's okay. It's totally okay. One way or another, we're all going to get to a space where we unite. And some people are going to have to let go of the body to do that. And unfortunately, that's just, it's important. It's like, I can't say unfortunately, it's just that's the way it's going to be. And that's the choice they get to make. We get to choose how our human experience begins. We get to choose how our human experience ends. And sometimes that choice is made subconsciously. Many times that choice is made on a subconscious level. But those of you that are here get to choose on a conscious level, and you get to choose and say, okay, I feel like my life is to continue, but in a different way. And you get to choose that path. So let me just check the more. Deborah, so many old memories popping up, feel calm, but knowing much is asking to be cleaned. Yeah. So I'm just doing the cleansing work and the purifying work. And Rose, one path of creation full of mystery, discovery, and creation. Second, clean, clear, and easy. I saw two paths for my son. Is that doable? That's possible. There may be a so we have these two timelines. I'm talking about two main timelines. There's a lot of timelines, but we're talking about two main timelines. And the one timeline that most of us are meant to go on could be split into different timelines after that. So you might be seeing a little bit further down the path, or you might be seeing something that you're not meant to see. It's more for his understanding, even if your son, I know your son's pretty young, but Valerie, I knew I was at the fork in the road, but didn't know why the two choices were until today, or what the two choices were until today. Beautiful. Daria, thank you for the meditation. Where can I find the 30-day challenge? So if you go to my website under offerings, there's the free community, and I will include it actually in the replay email when I send it out today. I'll link to it's the online community where you can find the 30-day challenge. And it's structured, but it's very flexible. And it's the 30-day challenge is really about empowering you to do what feels guided versus me telling you, this is what you have to do. I have guidelines, and then you follow your intuition around it. And the meditations are actually self-directed with a timer where you just do your own meditation. I'm not telling you what to hear or say. I'm giving suggestions for different things, but it's about empowering you to be able to develop this practice for yourself and to align. So it's a cool challenge. So yeah, so I'd love to see more of you there. And Marion, all I got was I'm already on the path. Beautiful. You may be tempted. You might be on the path right now. Just be aware of being tempted off of it. So holding steady, staying in alignment. And I'm on this path, but I can look over there and see where my temptation would be to go back. It's very few right now. But I go back and forth in the sense of drawing people toward the other path. So as a time weaver, I tend to jump timelines a lot. So just be aware, Marion, that you might feel yourself occasionally back and forth. until that choice point is made, and then there's no going back. You're on one or the other. It's like the highway splits, and you can't get off the highway. It's like that's what it is. Linda, one path was bright light skipping down the path. The other was dark and muddy. Okay. I know which path I have heart chosen quite a while ago. Sad that I can't talk with my children about this yet. So again, processing that grief and just knowing that I don't talk to my family about this either. It's just, it doesn't sadden me. It's just, it is what it is. And I've made peace with it. And I just really hold the space of being the symbol and the presence and empowering them to choose. And my feeling is they'll come along for the ride, but I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. And there's moments where I feel grief about that, and then there's moments where I can't hold that grief because it drags me down really quickly. So I process it, I let it clear, I forgive it. And then I come back to, I trust them that they're capable of making a choice that's right for them at the time, whatever that is. And in our humanness, we can get caught up with what that would mean, but our divine self knows that this is all just temporary. And these bodies are just all temporary, and our soul and our energy is always evergreen and infinite and eternal. So I feel like sometimes our grief is not so much that we can't talk to them about it, but because there's a gap between what we're experiencing and what they're experiencing. But that doesn't need to be a bad thing as well. All right. So thank you all for your, oh, there's more messages. I will read them all later. Thank you all for sending. And feel free if you jump onto the new online community. I've chosen to do this because I've really been avoiding all the other social platforms just because they feel so chaotic and a lot of distractions and just a lot of advertising and stuff going on. It just doesn't feel clean and pure anymore. It just doesn't feel like I can still have authentic connections there, but it's just there's so much around it. And for me, everything is about what am I surrounding myself by? What am I really engaging in? Where am I putting my energy? Where and what's the intention behind these platforms? And that's all changed. So that's why I created this one, and it's away from all of that. And a lot of times too on social media, it's like you get plonked in the middle of this arena, which is a bit of a battleground in some ways because there's people waiting to pounce on what you say or don't say. And my community well, away from all of those types of platforms it's just about connecting with like-hearted individuals, and you can share what you need to share, and there's no debates and there's no attacks and there's no judgment. So it's a beautiful space, and I hope you'll join us. So if you have other people that want to join this Living Oneness gathering, I'm going to invite you to send out the page, be guided around it, be discerning. I'm not about trying to get as many people as possible on this gathering. It's not about numbers for me. It's about the right connections, those ones that feel the heart resonance with what we're doing, because this is an initiative. This is a mission. This is a cause. And of my soul and heart. So this isn't about trying to get as many people, but if you keep having someone pop into your awareness, then invite them to come and try it out and see how they feel. Next week will be Kristen Bilecki and I, powerful experience. Get your moon boots on. Prepare your wings to fly. It's going to be powerful. And then the following week will be myself, and then the week after that will be Neil Donald Walsh. He'll be a delight to be in conversation with. So I'm excited to share some individuals with you that will help you align with where you're meant to be right now and what you're meant to be doing in this world. I'm not the only one here doing this beautiful work. I know a lot of you are as well, directly or indirectly in your lives, and I know a lot more people are waking up to really feeling the call to do this work. So I appreciate you. I honor you. I'm so grateful. And until next time, love and blessings.